Misfit Toys.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies coming to you from an airport on Thursday, October 13, 2011. Because the skies aren't so friendly this Cocktober day. With me is Graham Elwood. What airport is this and why are we stuck here?
First of all, that was great poetry that you wrote to start this episode. We're in beautiful the Columbia Regional something or other South Carolina Airport. Go Cox. Yeah, we're supposed to fly through Chicago, and I don't know if that's going to happen. So it's a wonderful day of eating. I had probably the smallest tuna wrap in the history of food.
That was a tuna wrap bite.
Yeah, a little tuna wrap nibbler that they made here in the food court. And the food court consists of ice cream and brats and tuna wrap pocket-sized, fun-sized pot tuna wraps.
Yeah, and it's too early to drink, so it's a complete bummer. And we got here, our flight was supposed to go at 9, so we got here around 8 this morning.
Yes.
And now it's
12:30.
Yeah, so, but instead of bellyaching about being stuck in an airport all day, I decided to record a podcast.
Let's do it. Let's make some magic. We're both fans of the cinema, Doug.
Last night we did a show. The reason we're here in the first place... God damn it, as we did a show last night at the University of South Carolina, and since their mascot is a gamecock, there is a lot of cock talk during the show.
Oh yeah, they would just constantly yell out, "Go Cocks!" And it was actually pretty funny. They yelled some stuff out, sort of perfectly timed, during one of my comedy routines. It was good. So that's been my hashtag throughout the day on Twitter, is Go Cocks.
Yeah, that's so hilarious to me that their mascot is the gamecocks. So we didn't play Leonard Maltin game with them because there was like 5 podcast listeners in a crowd of 650 students, so they would have been totally baffled by it. Plus, also, probably most of the movies I pick were made before the students were even born. But it was a super fun show. Had a great time. And you can get a chance to play the Leonard Maltin game versus Graham Elwood in Vancouver at the Comedy Mix on Thursday, October 27th, Two Oceans 11. Some guy told me on Twitter that he laughs every time I say Two Oceans 11, so he's already gotten 2 solid chuckles out of this episode. We're going to be at the Neptune Theater in Seattle on October 28th, the Punchline in San Francisco October 29th at 4:20, the Sacramento Punchline on October 30th at 4:20. All of those shows, we will play Leonard Maltin game and dress up as, since it's Halloween weekend, you should wear a costume. Be dressed, make your name tag your entire outfit and make it either your favorite movie character or a movie character who shares your name, or a movie character you think Graham Elwood might like, because then Graham will pick his favorites to play the game against.
Yeah, dress up like me in Afghanistan. Wear a Cubs shirt and have a Mac Davis haircut and start crying and I'll pick you.
I think pretty much anybody in a Mac Davis t-shirt is going to be crying.
No, I meant my hair was really long then, so I look like Mac Davis. I
have. Oh, and you had a t-shirt on.
Yeah.
I thought you meant you had a Mac Davis t-shirt.
I was wearing a Cubs shirt. I was wearing several different Cubs jerseys throughout that run in Afghanistan.
And who knows, if you play against Graham, you might win a copy of his CD, Comedians Gotta Boo, Boo. Hashtag Cocktober. And coming up in Blowvember, you can play...
You idiot.
You can play against Graham. Somebody said that on Twitter. You can play against Graham in Flagstaff, Arizona, Phoenix, which is also in Arizona, and San Diego are all happening in Blowvember.
Blowvember.
Dates and links for tickets are available at douglovesmovies.com. Now, since last we spoke, I haven't been to the cinema, but Graham, you've been to see a couple of movies that I'm actually looking forward to seeing and haven't gotten around to yet.
Yeah, I saw 50-50, which is really good. You know, there's going into the movie, I was like, oh, I still was kind of had some PTSD from Green Hornet with Seth Rogen, but he's really good in it, and Jason Gordon or Joseph Gordon-Levitt is great. All the supporting cast. It's a really cool movie. And it's very moving, and you know, it didn't do a lot of like stereotypical stuff that a lot of cancer movies do, where like there's some angelic friend that comes in and saves the day, or the lead character's like, oh, I'm just gonna cherish every sunset. It was like everyone's kind of clunking through this, how they deal with this really difficult thing. It was great. And that,
like, or like an hour in, you find out, oh, it's false alarm, doesn't have cancer at all.
Yeah, that's so bogus. It's just like, not that big of a deal.
Whoa. No, he's fine. Now we're gonna tell some other story for the rest of the movie.
At least I learned how to kite surf. Yeah, it's really cool. Everyone in it is excellent. Anna Kendrick's excellent, and Philip Baker Hall's got a small little part of that's great. Angelica Houston, everybody's really good.
All right, no more spoilers.
He shaves his head. I ruined it.
See, I had a feeling that people are not going to the movie just because they put the cancer so front and center, but what else are they going to do? I mean, you can't really sell it as a movie about anything else.
Yeah, they should. It's a really good movie, and how everyone kind of handles it and the mistakes they make, I thought it was really real and compelling, and like, well, this is maybe how me and my knucklehead buddies would have to deal with this, and my crazy family members, and everyone's heart's in the right place, but how do you deal with this? And it's really good. It's worth seeing, man. Don't be scared away by cancer and head shavings.
I'm not scared unless, can you get cancer watching it?
Yes.
Do I have to shave my head to watch it? Is it like 3D glasses?
Oh, I mean, I did. Maybe I was wrong. Maybe I shouldn't have done that, but I shaved my head.
The other one is Ides of March.
Yeah, again, this is, I'm a huge fan of George Clooney when he directs. I'm a huge fan of him anyway, so if you like George Clooney directing movies, I think you'll like this. And it starts out sort of what you think is going to be sort of cliched political stuff, and it goes in some different directions. And again, they're all amazing actors. And he, as an actor, so knows how to direct actors. And there's some great close-ups and one-on-one scenes between, like, Ryan Gosling and Philip Seymour Hoffman and Paul Giamatti and even Marissa Tomei. She's got a great part in there. It's a good
film. No nudity from her though in this one.
No, you just see Ryan Gosling's shaved head.
I should mention that due to these delays that we're encountering, I'm supposed to be in Chicago tomorrow, actually, and was going to go back to LA to do Douglas Movie's movie Interruption at CineFamily. I'm showing Fright Night, the original Fright Night, and with some great guests, Rob Hubel, Paul F. Tompkins, and no, not Tompkins, he did the last one, Paul Scheer, two-thirds of Human Giant, and then T.J. Miller is going to be there. So I may have to call him up and have one of those guys host it and not be there for the Benson movie Interruption. So it'll still happen without me, but you know,
yeah,
that'll suck if I can't make it.
Yeah, me too. I'm also missing a press screening of Money Call, which is supposed to be maybe an Oscar contender with Kevin Spacey, and I was going to be able to get an early review.
Did you really just call it Money Call?
Money Margin Call. Money Call. It's the prequel to Moneyball.
Yeah, first you have to make the money call, then you play the money ball.
And get out your bat. No, it's called Margin Call. Yeah, I'm sorry. It's about the financial meltdown in 2008. And so I was excited to go because I know there's some comedy film nerd fans that listen to this, because getting advanced screenings means we get the reviews up before the movies come out and we can talk about it on our podcast before it comes out. But I don't think that's happening because I will be stuck in O'Hare Airport.
This is a super tragic day in the world of cinema.
Film fans are mourning.
Yeah. But if you're in the New York City area on Sunday, October 23rd, barring any flying problems, you can see me at the Gramercy Theater for a Benson Interruption podcast taping at 4:20, and then a Douglas Movies taping at 8 o'clock. Or both. You know, go to both if you want. And then I've got some great guests lined up for those shows, so...
What are the dates?
I hope they don't cancel. It's Sunday, October 23rd.
Nice.
You had some other thing you were working on.
Yeah, we're going to do... That's not our flight they're talking about. Oh, everything's delayed today.
Yeah, there's rain in one part of the country, Chicago, and it sounds like it's fucking up everybody's day.
The whole world is done. Yeah, see, listen to this mope run his yap about it.
Oh, and they never make the announcement short. So I was like, and then might make an announcement in a little while, but then so stay near the gate, and it's terrible. It's terrible. I mean, there's much, a lot of people have much bigger problems than us, but
yeah,
it still sucks.
Yeah, it's a drag, but we're all right, dude. We'll get through it.
Shall we play a game?
Shall we play a game? Let's do it.
Let's play a little build a title. Since we're in South Carolina, I figured let's do motion pictures that take place in Georgia.
What's taking place in this state?
Or filmed. Set in or filmed in South Carolina. I don't know if these movies are... oh, aren't they lucky? They got their final boarding call. Oh, there's birds in here, too. A couple of crazy rogue birds got into the tiny airport.
Birds in the terminal.
Let's do Cold Mountain.
Oh, Cold Mountain. Okay.
Yeah, go.
Cold Mountain.
Wow. Ends in cold or starts in mountain?
Okay, thank you.
I always do the research to make sure that there are possibilities on both ends. I'm like the mad doctor in Human Centipede. Possibilities on both ends.
Yes, this game is like Human Centipede. It's so like being sewn to another.
Yeah, but with words, and you don't get any shit in your mouth.
I beg to disagree. I beg to differ. Okay, Colder Mountain. Wow, I'm totally blanking on this. Mountain.
Don't look at what I wrote down. I always write down what I think you might say.
Oh, I'm not looking at that. Mountain. Mountain View.
Mountain View Terrace. Is that the name of that movie with Sam Jackson as the bad neighbor?
Oh, Lakeview Terrace. Yeah. That movie's so horrible. With the guy from The Watchmen, who's good as Night Owl in The Watchmen, but not good in that movie.
He's got a TV show, that Patrick Wilson guy.
And what's her name? Washington or Kimberly?
Carrie Washington?
Oh, she's adorable. She's so beautiful.
All right, let's try to hook that up, listeners. Get Graham some of that Carrie Washington. All right, I'll
start us off.
I'll get it going.
I'm sorry.
The great Zach Galifianakis comedy, Out Cold.
Oh yes, the snowboarding thing with Lee Majors. Blowout.
Blow out cold
mountain.
If Big J Hollingsworth were playing, he would try to suggest that Blow is also the name of a movie. Like that would suffice as his turn.
Yeah.
But he's not, and I am. And but I still can't think of any movies that end in the word blow. So on the other end, Mountain Men.
Which one is that?
Some movie. I use it all the time, and I can't. I was trying to think of who's in it, and I couldn't remember. Should I look it up?
Yeah.
Because it's it's an actual movie. Called
sense.
Mountain Men.
Did it come out in the 70s?
I don't know if my IMDb is going to work in the airport, though.
It feels like it came out in the 70s.
No. You know, it's probably one of those ones where there's, you know, multiple things called Mountain Men, but let's see. It was like, you know, I think it was like a buddy picture, like two dudes that are in the mountains and called Mountain Men. But I think that's the only movie I could think of that starts in mountains of something, mountain, like a volcano movie or something. It's searching, but it's not looking good.
Hey guys, producer Matt Belknap here. Mountain Men stars Charlton Heston and Brian Keith, and it came out in 1980.
So let's come back to that.
This is a reminder to keep your baggage and carry on items with you at all.
Don't forget to keep your items with you. Do you have your items with you, Graham?
I do have all of my items with you, buddy. I've got my Mac Davis t-shirt.
Do you have your Gamecock?
Got my Gamecock for shizzle.
Get your Gamecock on. Oh, network error. Request timed out. My phone is working like shit in this airport. So I don't think I'm going to be able to look this up. Oh, you know what? I can jump on the internet.
I trust your judgment.
All right. Well, then you need a movie that begins in men.
Or ends in blow.
Yeah. Which would be Scarface ended in blow, right? Big mountain of it.
It's a thug. It's a thug.
Yeah, Mountain Men was about dudes with mountains of cocaine on their desk.
Right.
It's a sequel to Scarface.
It's a sequel, Scarface 2.
Say hello to my little gamecock.
Jackalope. See, folks, this is the torture, is being stuck in an airport with your dumb buddy.
Men.
There's a million movies named Men. Why is
Men
this?
Something, yeah.
Men. Mentor.
Pretend you're... No. Just use the word men.
Men.
Men. Blank.
Men. Run. Men. Mentor. Mentor.
You're just having trouble thinking because you're tired.
I'm so tired, and that fucking tuna rap was so stupid. Men. I know everyone listening to this is screaming like their windows are breaking.
Well, it's funny that you should say that because on Tuesday night's show at UCB, Sarah Silverman sat and mulled it over forever before finally, when I thought she's never going to come up with it, she suddenly blurted out, men don't leave, was the answer in a Leonard Maltin game. So let's go with that now. Men don't leave. Now you can start with leave. Does that make it easier for you?
Leave the kids behind.
That's a movie? You just keep making up things. Leave, Academy Award nominated movie that starts with the word leave. It's half of the first word.
Oh. Leave. Leaving. Leaving Las Vegas. Come on.
Finally.
God, I'm sorry. This is a really horrible display. This is not me at my best.
Vegas Vacation.
Vegas Vacation.
Blow out cold, Mountain Men don't leave, Las Vegas Vacation.
Okay. Vacation Man. I was trying to tag on Rashomon, the Kurosawa movie, but that was such a thin.
That doesn't work.
She's gotta have it.
Shun is a hard sound to have to start a movie with. Shun.
Oh.
Shunder.
Vacationer Island.
No, close. Nice try. Let's close the books on this one. We tried hard enough to make this work.
I'm so sorry, everybody.
Now, suppose, according to my internet sources, the 1994 version of Jungle Book was filmed somewhere in South Carolina. Like, there's maybe, like, some sort of little island that's part of South Carolina or something.
Oh, it's probably off of all those islands, like, off of Myrtle Beach.
Yeah, so Jungle Book. What do you got for that? Ends in jungle or starts in book?
Rum Jungle.
That's a movie that hasn't come out yet, right? That's based on Hunter S. Thompson.
Yeah, but it's in, like, they're shooting it or it's in development?
Yeah, yeah, there's trailer and everything. Like, it's also getting, you know, some positive buzz. So, Johnny Depp and that Amber Heard from the recently canceled Playboy Club TV show. All right.
Yep, it's Matt again. The movie's actually called The Rum Diary.
Rum Jungle Book of Eli. You can use the I in Eli.
Eli. Eli Robot.
Yeah. See, I even wrote it down. I knew you'd get there. Okay, and then I'll take it even another crazy step further. Rum Jungle Book of Eli I Robot. Wait.
Wait.
Now I can't understand what I wrote here. Oh, yeah. This is great. Robotofocus. The movie Autofocus? Robotofocus.
Oh, dude, that's right on the Rashomon vacation.
No, because it actually sounds exactly alike. Okay, Rum Jungle Book of Eli Robotofocus.
Focus.
Yeah, so us. And you could still do something that ends in rum. I think there's something that ends in R-U-M. There's Rick Santorum. But there's something, right? There was something about, like, people trying to go into caves or something called... What was that called? Sanctum.
Sanctum. Yeah,
let's... But that doesn't work because of the R.
Oh. Sanctrum.
Sanctrum. What movie is there? Movies that start with us.
Us. Autofocus.
Customer.
Custody.
Custody battle. Remember that great movie, Custody Battle? Some people call it Kramer versus Kramer.
That's one of those
custodian.
Things. You were. You started to call me on it where I would just pick out something like that because I know there has to be a movie.
Customer is always right. There's got to be a movie called Customer is Always Right.
Customer.
Yours was, last time yours was Case Closed, and you were right.
Of course, because you know in the 80s when they were just churning out those movies, Case Closed, starring Rob Lowe, or like Rob Lowe's brother was in Case Closed or something like that.
Chad Lowe starred in Case Closed?
It was a Chad Lowe project.
You were still married to Hillary Swank at the time?
Rum Runner. Rum Uncle Rummer.
Yeah.
Captain Rum.
People will tweet at me their answers that we're missing out, that we're not thinking of.
I know.
But you know, we play fair, we play off.
Yeah, they're sitting
just play with our minds. They probably do too. They probably thought, you know, people think of it and then they sit there and yell at their device. Yelling on the treadmill, something that ends in rum. Decorum.
Focus. Focus of light.
Oh. That's a movie? Focus of light?
Focus of light. It's like one of those... it came out, like, I think in the early 80s. Like, it's a European film.
I don't know if I care for that.
Sorry, foreigners. This is a very jingoistic podcast.
No, just, you know, when people start throwing around French things and stuff, and somebody wanted, recently somebody thought we should have used Il Postino, but the Il means the in Il Postino, so it's not really fair. We could have had a much longer title if you had in the beginning had gone with Blackboard Jungle.
Oh,
that's
right.
What I was thinking you'd say.
Oh, that's a good
instead
movie.
Instead of Rum Jungle.
Rum Jungle.
Yeah. All right, well, we got Rum Jungle, Book of Eli iRobotofocus. So that's pretty good.
That was pretty fun.
Lame sort of way. So do you got any plugs you want to throw in before we wrap this up and then continue sitting in an airport for hours?
Of course, you can get all my tour dates and info at grahamelwood.com. There's links to the Comedy Film Nerd podcast and download Pay What You Think Is Fair download for my film Afghanistan. It is all available at grahamelwood.com.
grahamelwood.com. And you know, my stuff's all at douglasmovies.com. And as always, the weather in Chicago is a shithead.
Total shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hi there, I'm Jimmy Pardo, host of the award-winning podcast Never Not Funny. It's a show that's been described as hanging out with friends you never knew you needed. Well, each week I get together with my co-host Matt Belknap and great people from the worlds of comedy, Broadway, music, TV, movies. You get the point. Hey, Matt, give me some examples of who we had on.
Oh my God, Jimmy, we've had comedy legends like Conan O'Brien, Amy Poehler, and Sarah Silverman, Hollywood royalty like Rob Reiner and John Hamm, and members of classic rock bands like Styx and Kiss.
Hey, Never Not Funny's been around since 2006, so we must be doing something right. So why not join our nonsense each week? Never Not Funny,
the fastest hour in podcasting.
Hey everybody, do you have a Doug in your life, or do you wish you had a Doug in your life? Either way, you should check out Wide World of Dougs, the show where comedians Doug Benson, that's me, and Doug Mellard get together to discuss the name Doug and lots of other things with Dougs and non-Dougs. We don't discriminate. Get it wherever you get your podcasts.